because I was a person with an autistic son, I kind of became the orthodontist that a lot of people would bring their autistic children to, and you know, the pediatric dentist who had the children on the autism spectrum were, you know, they felt comfortable referring them to me. And I think it was primarily because they knew that I understood, you know, having lived it every day, I understood some of the challenges that these patients would face. Now, I can tell you very honestly, at the beginning, I did not understand all the challenges that they faced because my son was young and it was a learn-as-you-go type of process with him. Mm-hmm. But what I was able to do is develop a more understanding demeanor about what was going on with the patient. And also, I could judge the patient when they came in and see whether or not they were actually a candidate for orthodontic treatment, because even though we'd love to treat all of them that have problems, some of them are just not capable of being treated because of the lack of understanding, problem communicating, and some of the other issues that they have with regards to just going to a clinic to be seen. Now, there are some memorable patients that I've treated, and I'll give you the story of one, and this is one of the more interesting ones. His mother, who was a friend of my wife, knew that well, we were an autism family, and she had other children that were treated by another practitioner. And she said, you know, my son needs orthodontic treatment. You know, he's autistic. I think I would be more comfortable with Dr. Trelaw treating him because he understands what we're dealing with. So this young man comes to be treated. And I was concerned. I've known him since he was 7. So he comes when he's about 13. And when he was 7, he was nonverbal, could not speak. And so he comes to see me at 13, and, you know, I warned the staff. I said, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to treat this young man. And I said, I'm going to assign one chairside assistant to see him each time he comes in. We want consistency. We want, you know, regimented, because autistic people like regimentation. I said, so we're going to do the exact same thing every time he comes in. That same person, same chair, same place. Well, it's interesting that what happened was is this young man became more socially aware of who he was. And actually, my assistants would begin to argue over who could see him because they loved him. Love working with him, because he was just such a delight. And so one time we're talking with him, and we said, and I'm not going to say his name, but we said, why did you want braces? And he said, I want a girlfriend. And so, you know, the interesting thing was that he had, over the course of time, developed self-awareness about himself, and that having straight teeth were important to getting a girlfriend. You know, that helped you get a girlfriend. So, move forward, you know, I finish him, I treat him, and I take his braces off, you know, when he's 15 or so. And I ran into his mother at a restaurant, and I said, by the way, how's your son? And she said, he's great. And I said, you know, he told me that when I had braces on him, he wanted a girlfriend. And she said, well, I need to send you pictures of his prom. He went to the prom, he had his first date. So, he did get a girlfriend. So that's the best story that I have, is that he just transformed himself. Now, he still can't drive a car. Well, he doesn't have the capability of doing that, but he goes to college. He's a chaplain. He's the chaplain of his class in his college. So he does have intellect, but, you know, he came a long way. And I think probably the orthodontic part of it, just a little piece of it, because what it does, too, is in a story like that, is it allowed him to adapt socially to circumstances that really weren't in his control. So he had to adapt to us. And that's one of the problems with autistic people, is they have a difficult time adapting to change and adapting to circumstances that are unfamiliar to them. So that was one of those stories that I would say was the highlight of the autism patients that I treated. But there are others that are just a delight. They're very sweet. They're very pleasant. They're fun. And I would tell any orthodontist, don't be fearful of treating one they really are a delight once you get to understand actually who they are, because they're